problem of moral corruption, poverty, pauperism, and increasing crime, they are struggling in vain to put business operation on a more secure basis. You watch what's going on in Washington and in Wall Street, in New York, and you may think that it's going pretty good, but the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy says they're struggling in vain. Something is about to happen to the finances in the United States. And what happens when the finances of the United States crash? Brothers and sisters, they're going to take the whole world with them. I like this one. This was from the time the stock market went down in 1997. Remember that? And I like this because it says markets take the plunge, but look at this picture. I mean, this is of the men in Wall Street. See the distress on this guy's face. You see, in 1929, when the stock market crashed in the United States, the stock market had been doing the same thing that it's been doing for the last 5 years in the United States. Up, 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 but vacillating the whole time. It's the only time in history it's did it, is the last 5 to 10 years and just before 1929. And then it crashed. And there was a difference between 1929 and now. And the difference is this. In 1929 in the United States, roughly 90% of the people lived outside of the cities and they grew their own food. Now, there wasn't very much starvation in the United States in the Great Depression. But the difference now is in the United States, 90% of the people live in the city. And even if they could get out in the country, they don't know how to grow food any longer. And in the United States, when the truck stops running, it takes 3 days for the grocery stores to be empty. It's probably similar to England. I don't know if you don't get the supply of food, but anyway, in the United States, the stores are on a 72-hour rotation. The trucks stop running. If the stock market crashes, the trucks stop running. 3 days, the stores are empty. And in the cities of the United States, when the stores go empty and there's no food on the horizon and the gasoline runs out, do you know what happens in the cities of the United States? It's going to be a bloodbath. And so therefore, if the stock market crashes, in theory, within 3 or 4 days, you could have such a crisis in the United States, what would be going on? The people of the United States would be crying out to their legislators, do something to return us to temporal prosperity. That's how close we are at any given time in the United States. And Sister White says the Sunday law comes first to the United States, then every country on the globe follows her example. How far behind the United States do you think the Adventists in England are going to be